My brothers and sisters, can you all hear me properly? Amen. Thank, praise be unto the Lord. I want to thank Pastor for the scripture reading. And as always, it is a blessing for me to come to OCM Grace Church and to minister with you all. I am always humbled when a pastor opens his pulpit to me. So Grace family, I greet you from Brooklyn, New York. I'm preaching from my home church, my senior pastor, Charles Oliver Garbreath, and the church family here send you greetings. And I pray that you will be blessed and encouraged by this message today. Father, as I come before you, I thank you for the reading of the word, God, and the reminder, oh God, that pretty much you're in charge. And I pray, God, that after this message is preached, that people would walk away encouraged. I know we are going through a very difficult time right now in where we are living with all that's going on in society and everything that's happening with the COVID. And I pray, God, we do feel like we're going through a wilderness period. And we ask, oh God, that you would have your will and your way. I'm not here to rebuke anyone. I'm not here to put myself up. I'm not here to tear down, but I'm here to preach your word, oh Lord, as you have called me to preach it. Have your will and your way, oh God. I pray that hearts will be ready to hear what you have to say in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for the reading of his word as well, and it has been read, so I will not go through that reading again. And you know, our text is taken from Acts chapter 7, verses 26 to 36. The wilderness experience, part of God's plan. You know, right now we are going through this pandemic. And let me tell you, it is no walk in the park. I'm sure you have known. It has been rough on our minds, our body, our spirit. There are days when we say to ourselves, when will life go back to normal? Right now, we don't even know if school will reopen on Monday. Colleges, we know right now are on lockdown because of the spread of the COVID among university students who refuse to believe how contagious this virus is. We feel like we are existing in a never-ending wilderness where there seems to be no way out. But wait, could it be that we should change the way we are choosing to live through this experience? Listen, we know that God did not send this COVID virus, but he allowed it. If so, then how should we as believers, followers of Jesus Christ, look upon what we are facing through this pandemic and we can dare say, a wilderness experience, it definitely is. Our text for today, we will look at this very topic of the wilderness, part of God's plan. When we approach the difficult issues of life, we may be able to say that my wilderness experience is part of God's plan. First of all, we will look at because it's productive. It is not a waste of time. Secondly, we can say it's part of God's plan because there is protection. It is not meant to harm you. And thirdly, we can say it's part of God's plan because it is preparation for the task ahead. We approach the difficult issues of life, and we may be able to say that my wilderness experience is part of God's plan. Our first point, we can say that because it is productive. It is not a waste of time. And I'm looking at verses 26 to 30, where it says, the next day Moses came upon two Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, men, you are brothers. Why do you want to hurt each other? But the man who was mistreating the other pushed Moses aside and said, who made you ruler over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had two sons. after 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses in the flaming of a burning bush in the desert near Mount Sinai. This story is told, as we can see, it was told first of all in Genesis, but it's also told in Acts chapter 6, verse 8 and following. This passage of scripture captures the testimony of Stephen as he stood before the Jewish leaders in the Sanhedrin. They had accused Stephen as blasphemy against Moses and against God. Stephen, in chapter 7, launches his defense, and in his defense testified about the very Moses they were condemning him about, and used the very life and words of Moses to condemn them. When you read of Moses in this section of scripture, and you, as you go back to Genesis and read about Moses' life, you will see that Moses, at the age of 40, he was royalty living in Egypt. Moses was no lightweight. He was raised as the son of Pharaoh, and he lived in Pharaoh's house. He behaved like the son of Pharaoh. He was treated like the son of Pharaoh. He didn't have to worry about anything. But right now, we see we come into the part where 40 years later, he is living in the wilderness. Moses will be our focus for today. As I said, the first point is my wilderness experience is part of God's plan because it's productive. It's not a waste of time. The wilderness, when we talk about wilderness, what do we mean? A wilderness experience is one in which all that is normal to you in life suddenly disappears. I'm not talking about packing up and moving to someplace else. That is something you have planned. You have arranged. You know, you sold what you needed to sell. You said your goodbyes, what you need to say goodbyes. But when a wilderness experience happened, you ain't got time for that. It suddenly disappeared. Life is upended. Life as usual is no more. One day Moses was a prince of Egypt. The next day he was running as a murderer and an exile from his home country. He was an exile from his family. He was an exile from his royal role as a prince of Egypt. When he lived as a prince of Egypt, he was waited on hand and foot. He didn't have to worry where his clothing came from. He didn't have to worry where his food came from. He didn't even have to worry about bathing himself. He was taken care of. But now he was a man with no name, a man with nothing, a man with no family, a man with no country. Wilderness experience. Wilderness years, during these wilderness years, and we know it's 40 years, he had been in the wilderness based on what Stephen said. He was working in the backside of the desert and working as a shepherd from a prince who was taken care of hand and foot to now herding sheep. He had to learn a new career. He had to learn a new way of life. You know, we often think and may even say that some of these wilderness experiences are a waste of time, energy. Why do we need to go through these things? I myself, I'm honest with you, ask these questions because to me, I think God could do things a different way rather than have us go through 40 years or 30 years or 10 years of some situations. Why did Abraham have to wait 75 years for the child that God promised him? Why did David have to waste 12 years running all over the desert to hide from Saul? Why did Joseph have to waste all those years in Potiphar's house and then all those years in a prison? Waste of time from our point of view. Why did Zechariah and Elizabeth have to wait all those many years for a son that when the angel showed up in the temple, Zechariah didn't believe it? From our point of view, It is a waste of time, a waste of emotion, a waste of pain, and a waste of suffering to go through all of this. If we are honest, we will say it does not make sense. But when we look at the end of these biblical wilderness stories, we will all agree that none of it was a waste of time, but it was productive. Because what they endured, we are all the better for it. Because they suffered, God's plan for their lives and the greater plan for the redemption of man through Jesus Christ was realized. So as we go through this wilderness of COVID-19, and endure the difficulties of it, know that it is not a waste of time. It may feel like it, but it is a productive time. People are more open to hearing the gospel than ever before. They're more open to you praying with them than ever before. As a matter of fact, people are reaching out for counsels from believers to counsel them in the midst of their mess, in the midst of the emotional pain, in the midst of their own wilderness. Why? More than ever before, because they're stressed out on every end. They're fighting an enemy they can't see. They're fighting an enemy they can't control. They're fighting an enemy they can't taste or touch. This COVID, nobody can control it. It has a mind and a life of its own. And because we grew up in a society where we are taught, oh, you got the ability to be your own man, to be your own woman. You know, it is human strength and it's mind power. With all the mind power they got and all the human strength they got, that COVID is doing exactly what it wants. So we are at a time, though it feels like a waste, that people are more open to hearing from us than ever before. When you are in the throes of the wilderness, know that this is a time to turn to the Lord like never before. You can rest in him. You can feed upon him. You can listen to worship music. Get out some sermons that encourage you and feed your soul. Is that not what David did when we read through the book of Psalms? When David was going through his wilderness, he always leaned upon God. I think we as Christians need to get back to that, where we learn to lean upon God in the midst of our wilderness. But because we have become so accustomed of doing things on our own, we forget we need the Lord. My wilderness experience is part of God's plan, and it is not a waste of time. It is productive, but it depends upon how you go through this time of wilderness. And if you don't believe we're in a wilderness in the midst of this COVID, I don't know where you're living, because it is one of the most uncertain and unsure times we have ever lived in. When we approach the difficult issues of life, we may be able to say that my wilderness experience is part of God's plan because it is productive and it's not a waste of time. Secondly, so there is protection, because there is protection and no harm, it will come to you. Verse 29 says, when Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had two sons. And after 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses. In the 40 years that Moses was in the wilderness, listen to me carefully, no harm came to him. The Lord led him to a family and a place where Pharaoh could not find him during those years, those wilderness years. And during those years, he thrived. I am sure he grew in the knowledge of God. He did so because of the place he went. God did not lead him to any other place, but he led him to Midian. God's hand is always in our lives, directing our lives, directing our path. You are where you are if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. If you have taken Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have turned over the lordship of your life to the Lord, where you are is where God led you to be. So he ended up in Midian, not because he just decided, oh, you know, Midian looked like a nice place to go. No, he went to Midian because Midian is a son of Abraham by Abraham's second wife, Keturah. Jethro, the priest leader of the Midian sub-tribe known as the Kenites, his daughter, the leader of the Midian sub-tribe, his daughter, Zipporah, became a wife of Moses. So during those 40 years of the wilderness, during that 40 years of wilderness experience, Moses was under the tutelage of Jethro. Remember, when Moses was leading the people of Israel, he became so overwhelmed that it was his father Jethro, his father-in-law Jethro, who advised him to allow the elders to assist him in leading the people. That happened after he had led the people out of Egypt, just jumping ahead of them. And in leading them, he became so overwhelmed, his father-in-law came and advised him. So you can see that his father-in-law had some sort of mentorship relationship with Moses. It was God who led Moses to that place he was to reside during those wilderness years. Let me jump ahead a bit to somebody else. Remember David. David fled the wilderness to escape King Saul's attempt to kill him. The wilderness for David was also a place of protection. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to remember this, where Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. They are plans to give you a future and a hope. Do you realize that in this protected place where Moses was, he had time to focus upon God like never before? He was not distracted in the lifestyle of being a prince of Egypt. He was not distracted with the tension of knowing that he was a Jew and he had some responsibility to deliver his Jewish people, family. No, he was free from all of that. What was at times worrisome to him, at this point, he had no worries. Let me be honest with you, my brothers and sisters. I don't fully understand what is going on with this never-ending pandemic. I cannot even see the full big picture of what God is doing. But one thing I know is that God is sovereign. He is in charge, and he knows what he's doing. Someone may say, but Pastor Donna, you are saying that God protects us in the wilderness. How can that be when I've seen people suffer, when I've seen my own family members suffer and die during this COVID, and they are believers? Please allow me to share this with you. When my parents died a year apart from each other, I was mad angry with God. And I was in ministry at the time. I was mad angry with God. It made no sense to me. Okay, you took my dad, but at least leave mama to be with us a few years so at least we could enjoy her presence. And we don't have to feel like we're losing another parent. Just to know that a year later, my mama died. It was one of the most painful things because just as we were recovering from our dad passing, yeah, mama ups and died. I was mad, angry with God. It made no sense to me. But today, my brothers and sisters, as I look back, I thank God that God took my parents. Thank God now, you see, the lifestyle of some of my siblings was and is living. They would not have been able to cope with it. It would have been more painful to my parents than anything. And the Lord, in his sovereign wisdom, knew that my parents couldn't deal with it. So he took them home to protect them from a different kind of pain. So sometimes we don't understand what God does. We don't understand the way in which he does it. But I want to tell you that there are things God knows that we don't know. And so when we go through our wilderness issues, it is never to harm us. But at times it's to protect us. When we approach the difficult issues of life, we may be able to say, my wilderness experience is part of God's plan. It is productive. It is not a waste of time. There is protection. His aim is not to harm me. All that Moses went through was not to harm him. As a matter of fact, we come to a third point. It was a preparation. It is preparation for the task ahead. You know that this message, this pericope of scripture came out of Stephen's testimony to this church, to the Sanhedrin, to the Jews. As I said, who has accused him of blasphemy, and that means death. He, in talking about this, was martyred, the first martyr of the church. And because of that, it led the church into what we may call a wilderness time. But all of it, the Lord was using this to prepare the church to go out and stop being so close together. So this last point I want you to understand. We may be able to say that my wilderness experience is part of God's plan because it's productive. It's not a waste of time. Because there's protection, it does not bring us harm. But also, it is preparation for the task ahead. And I'm going to take this from verses 30 to 36. After 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses in the flames of a burning bush in the desert near Mount Sinai. When he saw this, he was amazed at the sight. As he went over to get a closer look, he heard the Lord said, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses trembled with fear and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to set them free. Now come, I will send you back to Egypt. This is the same Moses, Stephen said, that you had rejected, who made you ruler and judge. He was sent to be their ruler and deliverer by God, through the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He led them out of Egypt and performed wonders and signs in Egypt and the Red Sea and for 40 years in the wilderness. Do you take note, my brothers and sisters at OCM Grace Church, that it was 40 years in the wilderness after 40 years in the wilderness, that the Lord came to call Moses, to call him to a task that no sane man at that time would take on. Pharaoh was the master, the lord of the world at that time. The Lord came to the fugitive Moses, who was where he was under God's protection, under God's safety, because Moses was a fugitive and a murderer. Now God is coming to him to say, go back to the place where he was wanted as a criminal and tell Pharaoh to release the Jewish people. Unless you forget, students of the Bible, the Jewish people were the entire workforce of Egypt. So to go and tell Pharaoh the Egyptians, who never got their hands dirty because the Jewish people did all the work, and to go now and tell them to release all those people, would you want that job? As strong as a woman as I am, I do not think I have the, I would have had the capacity to do that even if I knew that God was going with me. Listen, let me give you an example. When I thought about this, I said, God, give me an example that your people can understand the strain, the craziness of this order that you give to Moses. This is what the Lord gave me. It would be like a soldier who escaped from North Korea, went to South Korea, lived for a few years, and that man left North Korea because he knows there's a price on his head. And God comes now and calls him to go back to Korea and tell King Jong-un to release all the people of Korea. Let my people go. Stop this this maltreatment of people. That is what God was telling Moses to do. But what you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, during the 40 years, it was not a waste of time. In that protected place, the Lord was preparing Moses for such a time as this. We are in this pseudo-protected COVID place to learn about our God. We may not have it again. And we need to ask the Lord, God, what are you preparing us for? We are grumbling and we are complaining. Oh my God, when is this COVID going to be over? When is life going to come back to normal? What is God trying to teach the church during this time that we are locked down, where it's not life as normal, where we have to do things differently, where we have more time on our hands than ever before? Let me tell you something. Some children are celebrating the COVID. You know why? They have never had in all their life such attention from their parents. They've never had it. Parents are suddenly discovering their children because they were so busy working. They were so busy moving up. They were so busy providing for the family that they forgot their children. Parents found out that some of their kids are not such darlings because now they have to teach them at home. They understand what the teachers have been going through. So don't begrudge this COVID. There is some reason why the Lord is allowing it. In this protected place, Moses had time to learn and prepare to know how to hear from God. He developed that under the teaching of Jethro. You need to remember that in this protected place, it was not a waste of time, for God had to remove from Moses, get this, because oftentimes I think we miss this. God had to remove from Moses the mentality of being a prince. It took 40 years to get him out of the mindset of being a prince. Waiting, being waited on, lording it over people, being served and not knowing how to serve. And isn't it interesting that God allowed him 40 years as a shepherd so he could develop the mentality of a shepherd to know how to care for sheep? And if you know anything about sheep, they're very much like us, very disobedient, want to go their own way, want to clump together when they should move forward. So over 40 years, Moses learned how to take off his royal robes, his royal mentality, his royal attitude, and learn how to become a shepherd's servant. 40 years. In that protected place, which was not a waste of time, he came out knowing how to lead people as a shepherd would. In that time of protection, without the cares of Egypt, and wondering how he would deliver the Jewish people, he had time to develop into the man of God that God will want him to be. When he became that kind of God, then God approached him and called him through the burning bush. God did not approach him before. He approached him at the time when he realized that he was prepared and ready. Moses fled from Egypt, a young man of 40, and he would return a prepared, wise, godly, humble servant man of 80. What a 40-year-old could not do, this 80-year-old, seasoned, prepared, trained of God, firebrand of God, powerful man of God, was able to do. Saints of God, the wilderness we are going through right now is not a waste of time. That is the message the Lord is trying to give me to tell you all. It is not a waste of time, but it's a time of preparation for whatever is coming next. Get into the word, my brothers and sisters. Get into prayer, my brothers and sisters. Get into worship. Feed yourself. Build yourself up during this time of rest and protection that we're in. We don't know what's coming next. Everybody is talking about, oh, you know, this looks like the second coming of Christ. All right. But are we prepared? Could it be that this sheltering in place and this shutting in is giving us time to bond together, to get into the word of God, to rebuild ourselves in the thing of God? Get into the word again. Get into prayer again. Get into worship again. And do not begrudge the time you have now, but ask God to prepare you for what is to come, because the wilderness is all part of God's plan. It is productive. It is not a waste of time. It is protection. It is not to harm you. It is preparation for the task ahead. Believers, we have one task, and one task only, is to prepare people to meet Jesus Christ on the other side. I want to close with this. Yesterday, a woman shared at our women's meeting, and I thought her testimony would be very apropos to end this message. This woman's life, let me explain her life to you. She shared that she was abused at age 14, 15 by an uncle, and became pregnant by that uncle by 15, 16 years old. Imagine a young girl who have no idea of what, let me be honest, sex is, to be exposed in that way. And then the next thing you know, she's pregnant. And she said, you know, I went through this. She said, I would look at my growing stomach and I would ask God, tell God I'm keeping this baby and help me. She really didn't know God strong as that yet, but she held on to the Lord. By age 20, she said there was a man who married her and he accepted this child. In her 20s, going into her 30s, she had a massive nervous breakdown. And even through all of this, this woman is talking about how God kept her and how God, she looked to God in the midst of her wilderness. That was not all. Later on, not too long after, her youngest son came down with a very strange disease and he died. She said she went to the hospital, she bled, she cried out to God. She called on God to touch her son, to save her son. She's a woman of God. She's a fiber woman of God. And she prayed, but her son died. She shared with us. And she said, you know, Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he wanted to destroy my faith in God. But she said he did not. Because I told the Lord, whatever I am going through, she said, whatever my wilderness experience, I am going to use it to bless other people. She said if she had not gone through that experience, she would not have been able to minister on the level she's ministering. We all have wilderness experiences. We all have stories that we can tell outside of this orbit. People who have abused us. We can talk about husbands who have left us and and committed adultery, wives who have left us and committed adultery, children who are disrespectful and unappreciative. We can talk about the hell we go through on our jobs, the different things that we will call the terrible issues of life. But I'm here this morning to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, that whatever you go through in life, whatever comes your way, no, it didn't come from the hand of God, but the Lord may have allowed it. And I want you to understand this and not forget. We may be able to say one day, my wilderness experience was a plan of God. It produced, it is productive, it is not a waste of time. It is there for my protection and not to harm me, but it is also my preparation for what is ahead. So I challenge you this morning, my brothers and my sisters, as we go through especially this time of COVID, stop begrudging it, but begin to say, God, what is the plan you have for me in the midst of this? How are you preparing me? What do you want to do through me? And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, that everybody who's listening, oh God, that you will begin to do a new thing in their lives, oh God. Help them to stop complaining. Help them to stop allowing this spirit of depression to come upon them, wondering when this thing is going to be over and when you're going to turn things around. Father, but enable them to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that though they're in the midst of the fire, they know they're not standing alone. Help them to be like Daniel in the lion's den, that though he's in the throes of the lion, almost in the mouth of the lion, to know, oh God, that you are there and you will shut them out of the life. Though they may be like a David running from their life, from somebody who may be harassing them and terrorizing them. Know, oh God, that there's coming a day when the sword would not be there anymore. You said the enemies we see today, you'll never see no more. But through it all, you are preparing us for something. And I pray, oh God, that they will come to understand, what is that thing, oh God, that you're preparing me for, but that you remind them that all that we go through is part of your plan, because your ultimate plan for all of us is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with somebody, that one day they would stand before God's throne and he would say, welcome home, and to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. The wilderness is part of God's plan. God bless you this morning.